Because the Chochem Sisra later gave birth to a type of pernicious pseudo-scientific study called biblical criticism, which in effect became a vehicle for anti-Semitism, and it certainly became a vehicle for anti-traditional views of the Bible. Not every idea that existed in Germany came east, but this idea did come east, the idea of Chochmas Yisrael, and that had a wide appeal because the Jews in Eastern Europe were studious, the subject matter was fascinating, they were interested in these types of matters, and many brilliant Jewish young men in Eastern Europe found it as an acceptable outlet for their talents in a society that would not allow them status in universities or professions. The places where the Haskalah was strongest was, first of all, in Galicia, in Poland. Galicia, that part of Galicia that was under the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Poland then was not an independent country. It was divided among Prussia and Austria and Russia. So in the Austrian part of Poland, in Galicia, this Germanic idea of Chochmas Yisrael and of the Haskalah spread rapidly. And it was supported there by people of note. One was a man called Nachman Krochmal. He was called Ranak. He wrote a famous philosophic work in which he pointed out that the old was old and had to go, and that the new was new and had to take over. I mean, that was the thrust of it. And also the Rabbi Shlomo Yehuda Rappaport, who was called Shear, who was the son-in-law of the famous scholar in Israel, Rabbi Arya Cohen, the Ktzos HaChoshen. He was his son-in-law. And in fact, he published many of the works of his father-in-law. And he was a great Talmudic scholar of note. But he was also a Maskil. And we'll see that because of his adherence to Haskalah, he was always engaged in running feuds between himself and other Jews in Galicia. Krochmal's book, which was called Mora Nevuche Hazman, which he patterned after Maimonides, Mora Nevuchim. He called it Mora Nevuche Hazman, those who are confused, the guide for the perplexed of this time. Itself was the first step in producing the ideas of Haskalah in Eastern Europe. The other places where the Haskalah took hold in Eastern Europe was in Lithuania and also in White Russia, later in Bessarabia and Odessa in southern Russia, and also in parts of the Ukraine. And the Maskilim pushed very hard for a complete reform and change in Jewish life and a complete reform and change in the system of Jewish education in order to produce what they said was the new Jew. And they summed up their idea of the new Jew in one phrase, that a person, Yehe Yehudi b'oholecha v'odom b'tzeisecha, that in your tent you can be Jewish as you want, but when you go out in the street, you're like everyone else. You're the same human being like everyone else in the street. Time is